Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Conservative Talk Radio, where we're always right, never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. Before we begin the show today, I want to send out prayers to all of those who have lost loved ones to the pandemic that is transpiring in the world today, COVID-19. Our prayers go out to the friends and family of lost ones, as well as those frontline workers who are putting their lives on the line every day to try to give us a normal life, whether it's the doctors, the hospital staff, the first responders, all of those who are on the front line trying to give us a normal life and the challenges that we face in our country today. Before I begin, I also want to make one more note. I also want to send out prayers to all of those who have lost loved ones to the unfortunate incidences of police violence. I also, conversely, want to also mention that my prayers go out to all of those who wear the uniform in blue, all law enforcement, as well as EMT and first responders. My prayers go out to all of them who have lost their lives in the line of duty. Today we have a very exciting show for you today. We have a candidate that is, I believe, from New York, now resides in Florida, and he is running for Congress in Florida's 19th district. I believe that he has a very interesting background, and we're going to bring him on the show today so he can share with us who he is and how he got to where he is today as a candidate for U.S. Congress. Let me welcome to the show Mr. Darren Aquino. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me, Chauncey. Before I begin, I just heard that comment you made, and I just want to embrace that myself and say that as a brother of a police officer and the uncle of a police officer and military and all the things that are going on, I just want to join that with you. And yes, we need to send our prayers out. That's America together in these struggles that we're facing. So I just want to join you in that. It just gives me great pride when other Americans step up like you just did. And we got to pray for each other. It's so important. One nation under one God. And for the good of all of us. And amen to that, brother. Okay, so I'm Darren Aquino. I'm happy to be here with you, Chauncey, and share some of my thoughts and a little about my background and the things I've been doing for 35 years. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Please, yes, I'm here. I'm here. Please continue.
Okay, so a little about me. I've been a national advocate. I started way back in 1983 because I received immediate help from the Reagan White House as a young father who became more debilitated from the natural birth defect that I had, and it was very challenging. I didn't want to be on welfare. I just wanted to work. I had some medical restrictions from a car accident that limited my ambulating with a spinal injury, as well as I had a club foot and polio. So I had a lot of challenges, but I always wanted to work and be responsible. Needless to say, after President Reagan, I got the phone call and 10 of his cabinet members, and he stayed helping me until Social Security would see it through. It was an incredible experience, and I became a Republican. I became involved in our government practices, something I never thought about. You don't think about that all the time at 23. Today, our young people do, but then it was a different time. And, I'm proud of the accomplishments. I went on to do things like empower disabled by empowering more the ADA. I started Advocates for Disabled Americans in 1983. There was no Americans with Disabilities Act. And President Reagan was the initiator of it, and President Bush was the facilitator that signed the order. And both Bushes worked with me. President Trump, Bill Clinton sent me a nice letter, but that was it. But the Republican Party and Christian men of God, they supported what I was doing because it was a nonprofit and non-paying job. What I formed was a unity of disabled Americans around the country that we would help each other to help others, godlike. And it was very successful. Thank you. And it was very successful. If anybody Googled my name, they Googled Darren Aquino, they would see it. I was also fortunate to become an actor, something that was I thought I could never be. But with God, everything is possible. And I became that and worked on a show, Law and Order, Special Victims, great people. I worked on The Sopranos. I worked on Criminal Intent. And in that endeavor, I was able to help other disabled actors have opportunities by making them aware. Throughout the country today, back then, you had limited access. My fight was for equal treatment, equal protection. And the funny thing, I always say this because it was commented to me, they called me the Puerto Rican Martin Luther King for disabled. So I took that as a very high compliment. And and I said, they said, you're like a pit bull. I said, if I don't fight for them, who will? If not now, when? And, the rest is history. And, now I did run for mayor of New York. Corruption by Republicans and Democrats disappointed me. However, the conservatives there, the Long brothers, I call them Tom Long, they were behind me. But you needed all kinds of money. I do have wealthy family members, but I'm my own person. And I want to achieve things from people seeing me, who I am, and my true achievements and the things that I desire for this country to keep in line with our founding of our republic is important to me. My mother and father, my grandfather was an immigrant from Puerto Rico pre-1945. He taught my mother values, and my mother taught me those values. My mom and dad separated when I was 11. She was a single mom of six kids. And, I had two jobs at 16 years old. One was being trained to cook. The other was a floral designer. I love hands-on stuff. And then the changing and doing disability rights and teaching myself civil law on the federal side, I mean, that was very challenging because what I didn't tell you is I was dyslexic. I didn't know it when I was a child. If it wasn't for President Bush sending me and offering me a full scholarship to school, which was not good for me because colleges, which I changed with a lot of help from other advocates, there was no access for me because there was no extra time. There was no tape recordings because dyslexia, processing disorder, you can't write like other people and you have to hear it. If you read things, I have to read things 15 times. So with all of those challenges and years of training to myself and good books and good supportive people around me, brought me to the place where I am now, because we need to change more things yet still. And the candidates that are coming out are really, as a voter, I would not vote for any of the candidates in my race because they're talking about following somebody else when their job is Congress. Your job is to serve your district, not to follow on the skirt tail. I love our president. Our president is a friend to my family. But telling me what you're going to do for him is not telling you what you're going to do for me. I'm going to support my president by putting laws that empower the people, that give the rights back to the people. That's something that the president can stick his teeth into and put executive orders in place that the people will have their power back. That's what we need to do because we have many, many problems, not one, not 10. We got a lot. And if we don't have men and women that have character and integrity, we're not going to get anything done. This is not a job. It's a responsibility that Americans are called upon to stand up for your country. I took on this endeavor, and I did it with courage. I took my own savings. I mean, I'm running short for money, and I didn't ask my millionaire cousin, who's the creator of Arizona Iced Tea. I didn't dip into my other cousin from Rayo's Restaurant. I don't do that. I want to win this seat by honor and integrity and let the people hear my message that they come out, and keeping America great takes hard work, but it's up to all of us as Americans to do it.
Amen. 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 I'm extremely humbled and blessed and honored by your testimony this evening. We need more people like you in government that want to serve people and who do not want to serve the party, political interests, lobbyists, And that's the dynamic that we're missing in this country today. And that's why the political paradigm is so lopsided, because it's about politics and it's not about people. So I really want to thank you for your courage, for wanting to stand up to represent Florida and the American people, to serve the people first. And then, you know, I've noticed this, Mr. Aquino, since I've been interviewing candidates, not only like yourself, across the country, and mostly Republicans. This is a different type of race this year. We have a lot of God within the spirit of everyone that is running. I am a faithful person. I do not apologize for those who are not religious, okay? However, I believe in God, and I am strong in my beliefs that we are here to serve our brothers and sisters and not be served by them.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Do you have an... You know, do you have an... Please, go ahead.
I just... When you say that, I get so motivated, the Spirit of God flowing through me. You know, when I decided to this, I pray every morning, I pray in the afternoon, I pray when I feel led by the Spirit. You know how that works. I could tell. You know, you get that moodiness, just stop and you pray. I pray for my president.
Amen.
I was showing a friend of mine here. I says, I prayed and I faxed it to Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. I put the prayer on paper, because what I put on paper and lift up to the Lord, he's going to give flight to it. She took that and sent me back a letter. As a sister, not as justice, she signed it Sandra Day O'Connor, not Justice O'Connor. Thank you for those lovely, kind wishes and that prayer for me and my husband. And then she sent me a picture and she put on it, for Darren. I thought that was just so cool. And she also brought a landmark decision in 2005 called Tennessee Lane, where a disabled man was forced to crawl up the stairs. And when he was refused to do it a second time, the judge issued a warrant. And they did not comply with the 1990 rule, facilitate, accommodate. And this kind of disobedience by civil leaders is unacceptable. I will continue to fight. I will fight, and I will not bow to no other gods. I submit my life to Jesus Christ. I will follow and be a good brother. I'll be a good master. As the Bible says, it commands you, if you're a servant, be a good one. If you're a master, be a better one. You understand? And I feel that. And I try and serve every day. And the fact that a justice writes back to me, it says we're on page. We're getting away from these values. And we cannot. We cannot, or we'll face greater peril than we face now.
Amen. 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 When the Most High Elohim, when God says, when two or more are gathered in my name, I am present. Thank you for the
Amen.
Blessings that you bestowed upon this show, upon my brother Darren and myself, and the Holy Spirit being present on this show is so magnificent. I'm so thankful and blessed. I am overjoyed right now, brother Darren, that we are fellowshipping on this show, and
that's what the mainstream media
doesn't do. We need more God in our lives. We need to be more humble servants. Mankind, we must try to lift up each other, not tear down each other. We must encourage each other, you know, not disappoint each other. We must love each other, not hate each other. You know, please, if you're listening to God, please at this time answer our prayers. Please shed more love and kindness in the spirit of this earth and in our country and in the world. Please, in your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, that's just so encouraging. You know, doesn't anybody, or did they get away from, God so loved the world, he gave his only one, that we would live and not die. And when I get that, I just weep behind that. And I say, Lord, did I do good enough today? I just, when you get filled with that and you serve, and then you feel that touch and you hear that whisper, be still and know that I'm God. And you got to trust that. In this time of peril in the country, where brothers against brother, we're watching what the word said. We have to rise above it. God has given us an opportunity to cry out. He's ready to move, but nobody's moving him.
The devil's alive.
He sure is. And we know that. And it's such a blessing for me to be here with you today to share the word,
amen,
to share our dreams for this country to go forward the way God wanted us to go forward. I mean, I'm happy when,
yeah,
Sean says, amen, and Sean Hannity is praising the Lord. You know, we love that because we need more God, less government, and more fellowship. That's what we need. And we can only do that if we can show leadership. God wants leaders who lead by faith and not by sight. You know, we have to step up. And we know because God said, I knew you the day of your birth. He knew you to envision you, to give you these things that you would know what he knew,
yes,
that very moment.
Yes.
He filled your,
yes,
heart and your mind. But we got away,
teach,
from it. We got away from,
teach,
it.
Teach.
And so I,
yes,
amen.
Yes.
So I just,
yes,
I just pray. I pray for our country. I pray for our veterans. My nephew's away. He's a lieutenant colonel. Did 11 tours right now. He's on his 11th tour in Spain, held up by COVID. I recovered from COVID. I was laid up eight weeks. But God said, oh, no, sickness ain't going to take you down. And I said, Lord,
praise
what
God
do I do now? Amen. And he said, rise. Rise. And the healing came. The doctors were calling. I had doctors calling me from the Pentagon. Their friends were calling. You must save Darren. I had the information before it was even publicized, and doctors saying, you're going to get this, you're going to do that. I was taking silver. I was taking Z-Pak. I was taking this. They were ready to get intravenous. I said, I will not budge. I will stand on the word. I was not afraid because God didn't give us the spirit of fear. And I didn't accept,
amen,
it. And I stood firm. And here I am.
Amen.
Back in the race. But strong.
Amen.
And that's what we need. You know, I'm a little concerned when because we know the word told us about deceivers. We know that this Kusi,
yes,
Kutse Edgar, who's like running second behind me, who's put $3 million that it says there could be, it's possible, it's tied to radical terrorism, and he couldn't explain it, and they're investigating. He has an open fraudulent case that's a felony charge. Why are not folks, country, seeing the evidence and listening to phony commercials? They'll listen to the bashing of a God-fearing man, a president, Donald John Trump, where he's teaching and speaking the truth, trying to do what's right, when another candidate in this race, and we know terrorists are homegrown here. We know it since 93 because they were allowed to come in and they set themselves before us as upright citizens, but they blew up the World Trade first. And then they had a second successful attack, and I was standing on the corner by the Marriott Hotel when the first plane hit. I got that COPD, but God says, yeah, you have that, but you have me as well. And I'm not sick and dying from, yes, I have the little effects that had the COVID. But I'm standing. Here I am, the evidence of God. I didn't file for a claim because I trust God. I trust God. I'm not going to fall,
amen,
down to nothing. I'm going to stand because God said stand. And if you listen to the word, if you trust the God that loves you, that gave his only son, he only had one. And if you listen to that, you'll be okay. You will be okay.
Amen.
Let not your heart be troubled. It's not a concern. There's nothing in this world that is above God. There's nothing.
Amen.
And you got to trust,
amen,
that. And I hope that people make sensible choices. I pray to God, God, show them. Show them. Make yourself and this message of mine be known. Give flight to it, oh God. And it's taken off.
Yeah.
People are calling me.
Yeah.
Others are trying to intercept with a lie. But God will present the truth. If I ask him, he won't do anything that I don't ask. So I have,
amen,
to ask every day because yesterday is past. You want something today? Ask for today. Only today matters with God.
For those that,
amen,
are listening, you're listening to, amen, you're listening to Conservative Talk Radio, where we're always right and never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. I am honored, humbled, and blessed to have in the studio my brother in the Most High,
amen,
Darren Aquino, that's running for Congress in Florida. We are sharing the word. God is present, and we want to do his will as well as Darren wants to do his will by serving the people of Florida, serving God, and,
amen,
serving the country. And we're really honored to have him in the studio today and to have the Spirit of God on this radio show as we are fellowshipping and sharing the word. You know, God already has the blueprint for your destiny, Darren.
Amen.
We don't have to talk about, we don't have to talk about the illegalities or the shortcomings of others, because we know that the devil is at hand right now and he is upset. That's why you have the mainstream media attacking Donald Trump. You have everyone that is attacking religion and faith. That is the devil that is upset with the movement and the spirit of God that is going through this country. And it says in the Bible that the devil is going to try to rise up against us, but we must stand strong, okay, because we do have faith. We do believe, because we're led by the will of God and not by the will of man. And in the end, all we can do is pray for those who fall short. Because we all fall short, but we are blessed because our eyes are open today. And we must continue to fight for those that are less fortunate than us in this fight, no matter what role we play, whether you're a candidate for Congress, whether you're fighting for disabled, whether you're Chauncey doing a radio show trying to raise the level of consciousness of God, humanity, and goodwill and love to all people.
Amen.
If we're going survive in these challenging times today.
That's right.
Brother Aquino, we only have a few more minutes left in the show. Are there any other issues? And I'm going to have you back on a couple of times, because I am so overjoyed and over blessed and so much at peace by this beautiful show that we're having today. Are there a couple of other issues that you want to touch upon in your last few minutes that you want to just put out there with the audience?
I would like to say this to all my Christian brothers and sisters out there. I need your help. I need you to come on to the Facebook and the web page and join this fight, the fight to bring our country back to all of us as brothers and sisters, to unite us again. We need to bring back unity. It's not about me being a congressman. It's about me being a representative of honor, integrity, and character, so that we can sort out the logistics by legislating powers that come back to the people that give us a life of peace and joy. We need to do that, because we can't have violence, anarchy, crazy, divide, separation. We are too big for that. We're good. We're good people. God created all of us, not some of us. We need to help and be an example for Christ, an example of what you are and how you were created, fearfully and wonderfully made. So I need you right now in this hour of my challenge. I need you to support me. I need you to go to the webpage, go to Aquino4Congress.com, go to the Twitter, share the tweets, look at them, look me up, see what I am, be a diligent voter. Support what supports and unites us. Find in your candidate in your state and support those around the country. We're a family of God around this country. If we don't call on our brothers and sisters, how are they going to know you care about them? Go reach out. Even if you donate $5 or something, support is so important, that we support one another in any way, shape, or form. It's not always money. You can share a tweet. Do what's in your ability. God gave us all abilities. We're not orphan children. We're children of the Most High God. He's got a plan for all of us. So be part of the plan. Go to my website.
Amen.
Be a friend. Meet me. Just come on and meet me. Say hi. But I need you to do it. I need you to do it so we can set an example for the kingdom's sake, and then we save our nation as a people together. One nation under one God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Darren, for coming on the show today. Thank you for your fight for God and for our country and for humanity. We are so blessed to have you on the show. I'm going to keep you and your family in prayer as you continue your fight. And I thank you so much for being on the show today. It's an awesome show. I'm so blessed to have you on. And your family should be so proud of what you're doing. And like I said, we're going to try to do whatever we can to push you over the finish line. We want to have you back on again, because we have so much to share with not only Florida, but the American people, and also those who want to serve the Most High. So we have a call, and we must serve them. So I definitely will have you back on the show. And thank you so much again.
And I look forward to it. Thank you. God bless, John. Happy to be with you.
God bless. Yes, sir. This is Conservative Talk Radio. We're always right, never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We had in the studio congressional candidate Darren Aquino, man of deep faith, a man who has fought for the disabilities of others, not only for himself, is now a candidate for Congress in Florida's 19th district. He needs your support. Please come out. Give him a hand. Aquino for Congress on Facebook and on Twitter. You can follow Conservative Talk Radio on Twitter at Right Talk Radio. You can also follow us on Facebook at Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at Right Talk Host. You can follow me at Facebook at Right Talk Radio Host. Please join us next week. We're going to have Jamie Blanco in the studio. She is the GOP nomination for Congress, Texas 29th District. She's going to be in the studio next week at 6 o'clock p.m. So please join us. Once again, please follow us on Twitter at Right Talk Radio and on Facebook at Conservative Talk Radio for future updates, future shows, news, and commentary in America today. Thank you very much. Be safe, and may God bless you all.